This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, folks. Hope you're enjoying your Friday so far today. I don't know about you. Hope to get out to the fest out there in the French Quarter. French Quarter Fest. Looking forward to it. Weather is absolutely phenomenal today, and they have an incredible lineup out there. So if you're looking for something fun to do, head on out to the French Quarter and partake of French Quarter Fest. I think everyone will have a good time. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We'll visit with Shelby Miles. She's the director. The director of NextOps Executive, and this is an organization that helps veterans transition from their service to our country to a good-paying job. They placed a number of folks, a record number last year in 2023. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the track that they're on thus far in 2024. At 11:30, Andronika Morris joins us. She is going to talk about, she's from the Greater New Orleans Housing Allowance, and she's going to talk about Senate Bill 484, the Reform Fortified Roof Program. And we'll talk about the changes and the guarantee that there will be a minimum credit to you as the insured on your premium of 20 to 30% and what that means. We visit with Donna O'Daniels coming out in the 11 o'clock hour from the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce Board and President and CEO of Visit the North Shore. So what is Visit the North Shore? What's it about? What are they doing? And she'll share those details with us in the 11 o'clock hour. At 10:30, we'll run on out to Israel, and we're going to talk to Colonel Alex Gann, retired colonel and fighter pilot for the Israeli Air Force. We've talked to him several times about what's going on in the ground, what the Israeli citizens are talking about, our view here in the United States as opposed to their view in Israel. And over the past several months, we've talked to Colonel Gann several times, and it's amazing the difference in the perspective as to how this ultimately is going to play itself out. And there's some trying times there right now. Things are really delicate in the balance, and everyone is trying to find a solution to stopping this war at this time. It seems as though, to me, they're moving further apart as opposed to closer together. We are trying to get a hold of Kenny Rubenstein right now, owner and general manager of Rubenstein's. Rubenstein celebrates their 100th anniversary today, and they will have a celebration out there around 11:30 to 12 o'clock. And it's amazing, you know, when you think about things that we offer here in the city of New Orleans, and you think about a men's clothing store, a haberdashery, as it started back in 1924, that 100 years later, it still exists within the city of New Orleans. We have men's clothing stores older than cities in this country, which when you put it in that context, it even makes it shine even more. So we're going to get – let's just go to a break now, Coleman, and we'll try and get a hold of Kenny Rubenstein, and we'll come back right out of the break with Kenny. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, folks. It's always fun to recognize iconic businesses that have been mainstays in our city for a long, long time. And when I heard that Rubenstein's was going to hit that 100-year anniversary today, I reached out to Kenny Rubenstein and asked him if he would join us to talk a little bit about the history of that store, and he joins us now. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
You know, Kenny, I get to see you in all kinds of other different atmospheres and aspects, and this is a new one as well, right? We've been on the soccer tour sure. together. I think we've been on the Mardi Gras tour sure. together. And
exactly.
You know, but folks, I'm going to tell you, even when he's casual, he's still the best dressed guy amongst the entire group.
Thank you, Noel. Yes. Well, you know, it's kind of a job requirement.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, let me say congratulations to you and your family. It's quite the milestone. Tell us about the history of Rubenstein's.
Yeah, well, back in 1924, my great uncle basically wanted to get married. And his future father-in-law said, well, not if you don't have a job, which, of course, my future father told me that. I figured he'd want me to go for IBM. But he thought, I'll open a store. I'll take a big risk. So he did. He opened a store, which back then it was just you sold the shirt body, shirt collars, and shirt cuffs because the cuffs and the collars came separate. You buttoned them on because those are the parts that wore out first. So that's actually where your white collar, white cuff type shirts came from, because people would just buy a white collar and white cuff for their blue shirt, and then you had a little style. But eventually, after my great uncle's a great merchant, and after a while, though, he needed to bring my grandfather in, who was much more of a financial guy. And so my grandfather joined him, and the two of them basically split that business, one handling the finance, one handling the merchandising, and it turned into what it is today. As my father and uncle joined us, and now my cousin and I are part of it. So, all family.
Was it where was it originally located? Close to where you guys are now, or in another area of the city?
No. Essentially, the same spot. 102 St. Charles Avenue has always been our address. It would be basically where our St. Charles door entrance is currently. That was the spot, and we're talking about a small spot. I mean, you come in the store, you'll see it's between that door and the two columns in front of you. It was a very small space.
I know it well, yeah.
And when you see a picture of it, you see these tall, tall shelves all the way up to the ceiling filled with boxes. And that's one of our stories, is that those boxes were all empty because my great uncle felt that you should fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
It looked like they had a lot of stuff.
Interestingly, have y'all looked to see how many other men's clothing stores like this have existed for that period of time? I mean,
there's not a lot. Yeah. We're familiar. We're actually part of a group of stores across the country, family-owned. And out of that group, I know there's two stores in our group that are older than us. Oak Hall is like 120 years or more, and I believe Rhodes is just over 100. And then you've got, of course, Meyer the Hatter right next door to us. Meyer's
right, exactly.
been there for 20 years more than we have. So, and actually, no, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that it is Meyer's 100th birthday today. Also.
Oh, really? Oh, man. That is unbelievable.
It's actual birthday, not anniversary.
Right. No. Yeah. Obviously, the clothing industry, the apparel industry, you guys have gone through so many different iterations there. Are there challenges presented today that you typically didn't face in the past?
Well, yeah, throughout the 100 years, that's been a fact. You have to look and see. Challenges, for example, way back when we opened what was called the Madison Shop, because the generation coming up didn't want to shop in their dad's store. So we opened a separate entrance, and you were still in our store, but you went upstairs and you had this Madison Shop, which was a little younger, a little faster, and they felt like they were shopping somewhere else. And then today, it's still a generational thing in how people dress and what they care about. And you have to look at that and see where are those changes coming and how is that going to affect. I mean, sport coat's a great example. Suits are not as strong, but sport coats, not your traditional sport coat, but a softer coat, something easy to wear, what we like to call a sportswear coat. I mean, it's essentially you're wearing your sportswear and you want to put a layer on, especially us guys, because we like to have something to put our phone in.
Right. So, yeah, because they don't put those special pockets in men pants like they do for the ladies, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. So I'm like, I don't want to put it in my front pocket, so put a coat on.
Us, y'all have some special activities planned today, right?
Yeah, well, at noon, we're going to do a little cake cutting with a champagne toast. We'll have some people from the city here and just a little celebration all day long today. And we'll also go through tomorrow, this weekend, which in conjunction, we have what we call a trunk show with Brioni and DiBianco, our two top brands who have been with us since their inception. Well, not really. Almost since their inception.
You know, I remember getting one of my most favorite suits from you guys. Y'all were one of the first to carry the brand. It was a Canadian brand, if my memory serves me correct, Jack Victor.
And, yeah, Jack Victor, it is Canadian.
And I cried when I basically grew out of that suit and couldn't fit in it any longer, which unfortunately was only about an 18-month span from the time that I bought it.
We'll sew some elastic. We'll sew the buttons on with elastic next time.
Yeah, exactly. There's a whole lot of that I need going on for sure. But, you know, you guys have always been at kind of the cutting edge of new fashion, new design.
Well, that's part of what we're about, is trying to push that envelope. I mean, my favorite thing is when a customer comes in, you know, we get a lot of tourists in also, and, you know, who will say, I've never seen that before, or when I come here, I see stuff I never see anywhere else. And that's the idea. We want to curate looks and styles and brands that, you know, you're not going to find everywhere, which is not easy these days, because these days somebody decides to put, you know, extra buttons on a coat and it's on as soon as there's a picture of it, everybody's copying it. So, you know, it's just the internet make things duplicate immediately. So it's very hard to be unique and find those special brands.
I have to imagine it's hard keeping up with social media, because they modify a piece of clothing and all of a sudden it takes off and everybody wants that thing modified that way. I guess it was much easier when they first started selling jeans with holes in it. Now it's getting a lot more complicated, right?
Yeah, you're right. We get customers in daily that will be like, I saw this, and this is what I want. And it's like, okay. Like, and as I like to say, we can, you know, if you're willing to pay for it, we can do anything you want.
Absolutely. Well, let me say again, congratulations to you. Obviously, all of the Rubensteins, because y'all still have a lot of Rubensteins working inside of the store today, right?
Oh, yeah. My Uncle David, my father, Andre, my Aunt Nikki, my cousin Allison, and myself. We're all here on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to each of y'all. Y'all have been great corporate partners to the city of New Orleans for a long, long time. I know that y'all are involved in so many community events, giving back to the city, 100 years here in the city. We truly appreciate the contribution of the Rubenstein family.
Well, thank you, Noel, and thank you for letting me speak, and we look forward to the next 100 years.
I won't be around, my friend.
Yeah, I don't think I will either.
Take care. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll visit with Colonel Alex Gann from Israel when we return. Stay with us.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Folks, you will recall that we have visited with Colonel Alex Gann for several times. He's a retired colonel and fighter pilot for the Israeli Air Force, now living in a small village in northern Israel. Colonel Gann, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and welcome you too.
Colonel, a lot of talk here in the United States about Prime Minister Netanyahu talking about that the Rafah invasion is still on schedule. They've got a date that they've picked, and they're going in. Folks here, elected officials throughout the federal elected officials are saying, many are saying that this is not a good idea. What is the sentiment in Israel?
I'll divide it into two. The first one is, what is the sentiment about Netanyahu and what he says and what most of the people think he should go home? We had enough of him. We don't think he's performing the way a prime minister should perform. He doesn't take any responsibility on what happened on the 7th of October. And it's about time that we get rid of him. He doesn't perform on the political side the way he should. But on the other side, what about Rafah? I think on our side, there's no rush regarding Rafah. Our first priority is getting the hostages back. They were there over half a year. We know they are torturing them. We know that the women are being raped regularly over there. We know that for a fact. And we want him back. And the question is, what's the fastest way to get him back? And what is the price for that? You can see that we're trying the political way in the negotiations with Hamas, and Hamas says no to anything. But we have to do that is the first move. Rafa, I believe we will get to Rafa. It doesn't have to be today or tomorrow. There's enough time to deal with Rafa. Of course, we will have to move most of the people out of Rafa area so they won't be inside the battle zone. But if we want to get rid of Hamas, we will have to go and clean Rafa from Hamas. Otherwise, they'll bounce back very quickly. But it doesn't have to be tomorrow. It doesn't have to be the first priority. The first priority, as I said, is the hostages.
There's a feeling here with the ambivalence and the manner in which Hamas has been responding relative to the hostages without proof of life. There are those that are beginning to believe that the majority of the hostage may be dead already. What's the thought process in Israel?
We don't know. We know that several of them are already dead for sure, but we don't know exactly how many. At least, but we don't know as civilians. Maybe the military knows, but I don't believe also the military knows that. But we know there's still. We believe the majority are still alive, but they are in very, very hard conditions. And you know, Hamas, it's a very cruel organization. They don't follow the international laws. They don't let the Red Cross visiting. They don't let any information out regarding the hostage situation. So we really don't know. We hope that those that we know are alive will stay alive, although we have already firm and confirmed data about some of them which have been murdered during the captivity by Hamas. So if it's 100 that are alive or 50 are still alive, we still have to get them back. They don't deserve this suffering over there. No one deserves it.
Colonel, what's interesting to me is that there's not a lot of anger about the fact that Hamas is not willing to offer up proof of life of the hostages. They're not willing, as you say, to work with independent third-party relief organizations to help facilitate that. More often than not, when you have similar situations or happenstances historically that have occurred, that's exactly what happened. I just don't see a big public outcry in this country about that. Are they talking about that in Israel a lot?
For us, we already beyond hope from the international community. The way they treat Israel and treated Hamas, it's two different scales. We had it, you know, when we found out what happened on the 7th of October, and women came and said they were raped and had proof they were raped, no one would listen to them. Everybody said, you know, we had here some of the comedians put a show, you know, that a woman comes into the rape center in Europe and she says she was raped and everybody runs to her and takes care. And she said she's Israeli, so they say, oh, never mind. Grow up, go through it. So it's a biased attitude. I won't say it's pure anti-Semitism, but I think the propaganda of the Muslims all over the world, the noise they are generating regarding what's happening in Gaza. What's happening in Gaza is not simple. It's not simple. They're suffering, and they're going through, but they're not going through rape, they're not going through prisoner, and everybody is crying about the humanitarian aid that's not coming in. They have a huge amount of humanitarian aid. Unbelievable. From all over the world, we have seen even movies of women of Hamas people throw away food because they have so much of it. They don't know what to do with it. So they're very good in putting a show, the Palestinians, and the world buys it, and the world buys it. I'm sad to say that one day the world will wake up, especially Europe first, to what happens. You can see what happens now in Europe with the Muslims. Good luck to them. So it's biased. And we have, what can we do about it? Not much.
Yeah. Recent stories are beginning to reveal still some horrific details from October 7th here in the States. There was a number of breaking stories about female military observers along the Gaza Strip, and the horrific events of October 7th and what they had to experience. And I understand that a number of videos were shot and that those videos in Israel are being shared with family members and others for the first time. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, and if so, what has the reaction been?
Well, we knew what happened, and we saw some of the movies. Some saw more, some saw less, but we saw those terrible movies. A lot of them they did not show because of respect to the victims. They did not want to go public with these movies. And actually what happened is in the last few weeks, some of the women who were raped and sexually molested came out in public, and they gathered their strength together, and they said, we have to come out in public and say it for the women who are still there. And they started telling their stories. They told their stories to the representative of the UN for women rights. She was here a few months ago, and she wrote a very long report. And the UN, their attitude is, I must say, shameful, really shameful. And now some of it is coming out in Israel. They're trying not to put out too much here in public, again, because it's a small country and everybody knows everyone almost. And they don't want to put them in a personal stress, these young women. But some of them are brave, and some of them talk, and some of them say, and they tell their stories, and it's unbelievable what they went through, these young women. And those who are still in captivity, we have 19 women in captivity. Most of them are these young soldiers, and the 19, 20-year-olds, and we know what they're going through, and it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And we feel that the negotiations with Hamas are not moving in the right direction. I think some of the blame may fall on the U.S. administration, which are not pressuring enough Hamas. They can't pressure Hamas directly, but they can pressure Qatar. And they don't put enough pressure on Qatar and on Egypt to put pressure on Hamas. And Hamas actually today is very comfortable. They say, why should we get a deal? Because we get whatever we want without paying anything for that, because of the pressure on Israel. And it's frustrating.
It continues to mystify me why we are still promoting, advocating, and basically forcing this two-state solution down people's throats without recognizing that we are trying to negotiate with a barbaric group of individuals. And, you know, as though that they are going to be the governance of Gaza in the future, and that's who they're asking everyone to sit down at the table with. That's not how it typically works. I mean, I just continue to shake my head as to how they think. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If I may say, the Western culture, the people who are in the Western culture, whether U.S. or Europe or whatever, really don't understand what does this fundamentalistic Islamic radical movements are about. I think you got a taste with ISIS, what it means. And Hamas is exactly ISIS, maybe even worse. And if you don't understand that, you will never, never be able to they'll come, you send them out of the door, they're coming through the window or the chimney. You know, it's a, I look at the, at Europe, and we have friends in Europe, and I see what's happening there. It's unbelievable. There are cities which the Islamic population is ruling, and the locals are afraid to go out at night, and no one says anything to stop it. They're afraid, and it's frustrating. But some of them are starting to understand that. I just saw a show and then TV about what's happening in Sweden. In Sweden, which was so liberal and accepted so many Muslims as refugees, is now paying the price, and Swedes are beginning to understand it. They're beginning to become more radical, more against the refugees, and it may be too late for them. It may be too late. And
one of the,
but I hope at least. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. So, finish your point.
I was just, you know, I'm looking at what's going on even in the States, and we see only part of what's going on, but we see what's going on in places like Wisconsin, and which has a great Muslim population. And everybody accepts it, that they can do whatever they want. And no one is standing against them. No one is demanding anything from them. And it's problematic. And if you won't do it now, you'll be late. You'll be late. So I hope you wake up in time.
Yeah. A lot of discussion.
You know,
a lot of discussion in the U.S. right now about the possibility of Iran taking offensive action against Israel. Is there a lot of discussion there about saying?
Yeah. Sure, of course. Of course. It's and, you know, it depends. Some of the population is very tense, you know, where, since they said it will happen, so everybody, you know, is looking east and with their eyes in the sky looking for coming in missiles. But we know the way that Iran retaliates. You know, Iran also, you know, they had these people who were killed. They were not the innocent Iranian citizens. They were the head of the Al-Quds command, which is responsible for most of the terror in the Middle East. So they were not any angels or righteous people. And when we finally got them together, they were not sitting for to play poker at the end of the evening. They were planning, a very big attack on Israel. So in Iran, you know, they're always I don't know. They play the game, but we'll see what will happen. You know, in this case, I must say we really appreciate and we thank the U.S. and Europe for their support, telling Iran, you know, hold back and bite your tongue. But we'll see what will happen. We'll see what they will do.
It's last time we talked,
national pride for them now.
Yeah. We're speaking with Colonel Alex Gann, retired colonel and fighter pilot for the Israeli Air Force. Last time you and I discussed a lot of offensive activity being conducted by Hezbollah from the Lebanese border. Is that activity still as strong as it once was?
Yes. Yes, it's on a daily basis. What's happening on the northern border eventually is Hezbollah has been firing daily into Israel. They're keeping the fire on a low level, firing only, I would say, to about a strip of about 5 miles from the border. But in that strip, we had to evacuate it, all the civilians. So we have close to 100,000 people who have been in hotels or other places for half a year already. And the villages are empty. and their businesses and their agriculture is going down the toilet. And we are firing back at Hezbollah again, at this keeping it on a low level. But what we said from the first day is we had, after 2006, the war in Lebanon, there was an agreement with Hezbollah that they will not go south of the Litani River, and they will not rearm to a certain extent. And of course, the day after that, they did not keep to their promise, and no one in the world said anything about it. Not Europe, not the U.S., nobody. And actually, it was our fault because we also kept relatively quiet. And I think our lesson is that when the first time they violate the agreement, we should act accordingly. And we didn't do that. So now it will not stop. Even Hezbollah says when the fire in Gaza ceases, they'll stop firing. But that's not acceptable. They will have to go back to the agreement, which the UN, the Security Council, and the 13 or 14 countries signed that. To make sure that this agreement stands, and it was violated. So we'll see what will happen.
And interestingly, they don't take any action relative to this issue. It seems as though everything goes on pause and everybody gets a free pass because of what's going on in Gaza.
There's an American mediator, Amos Hochstein, I think is his name, and he's running around here trying to do his best between Lebanon and Hezbollah and Israel. I don't know if he will manage, but if it will, doesn't work, we will have to drive Hezbollah out of south of Lebanon, back to, according to what was agreed in the 1701 agreement of 2006, which they violated very easily, supported by Iran, of course. Which is the main cook of what's going on in the Middle East.
Absolutely. Colonel Alex Gann, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate your time, your insight, and just you guys are in our thoughts and prayers, and please stay safe.
Thank you very much for everything. You're welcome anytime. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Donna O'Daniel, St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce board member and president and CEO of Visit the North Shore. We'll find out what that's about. And in the back half of the hour, Andronika Morris joins us. We'll talk about a fortified roof program bill that's being offered in the Senate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.